Well, a very good morning to you. I know for a fact you can do better than that. Good morning. It's like school, isn't it? Brilliant. Really good that you're here this morning to celebrate Palm Sunday with us. This is one of the special Sundays in the calendar. And if you're here, good for you. If you're watching from home via Facebook, we're glad to have you with us as well. No words on the screens for you guys at Facebook land this morning, but you'll be able to follow along with all that's happening regardless. We sang a big old happy 100th birthday last week to Beattie Metcalf, and she had the audacity not to be here, but she's here this morning. So maybe we would say happy birthday to Beattie and give her a big round. Reports are that you're all partied out, Beattie. You deserve it. You have your orders of service this morning and all the words for our songs, etc. as well, so do keep a hold of that. You'll need that. Let me point you to the fact that we're meeting again this Friday evening, Good Friday. That's at 7 p.m., and that's for communion together before we head into Easter Sunday at 11 o'clock. The dawn service is making a bit of a comeback next Sunday, 10 past 6 on Helens Bay Beach. There'll be a sort of casual gathering of folks with a bit of singing, some prayers, and an Easter thought as the sun comes up. So do mark that. If that's an old habit you had, set your alarm, 10 past 6. That will be happening next Sunday. The prayer meeting is on tomorrow night, 8 p.m. That's in the welcome area. Love to see you at that. Badminton is on this Wednesday. There's no stopping them from 8:30, and we'll take a wee break week after that. Folks, do take your little order service home with you as well. There's a prayer diary in there, something to pray for each day of the week. Really handy way to do that if that's your habit. Last of all, very sad duty this morning to announce the death of Mrs. Greta McNeil of Ramboy Park, Seahill. Greta died last Monday after a long illness and a long struggle. Our prayers are for her children, Laura, Linda, Lee, and Bill, who we know and appreciate every week. Her funeral will be here on Good Friday morning at 10 a.m., followed by her cremation at Roselawn. Also, Mrs. Evelyn Wright died on Thursday evening past. Evelyn had lived in her home in Kiltraw almost to the very end. She was 100 years and 6 months old. Her funeral will be here on Thursday at 1 p.m., followed by a committal at Redburn Cemetery in Hollywood. And she is survived by her children, Ian and Susan. Maybe before we get to Palm Sunday, will we pray for these families? Let's do that. Father God, in moments of loss, we all feel the same. Death comes and robs us of one another. So we pray for Greta's family, for Laura, Linda, Lee, and for Bill. As they grieve, as they make preparations, as they wait, Father, would you strengthen their bonds and give them the hope of Easter? We pray the same for Ian and Susan. Having had Evelyn for so long, this loss must feel sharp. So give to them your peace, as they would say their goodbyes this Thursday. May these loved ones and we, the church, know that in you there is hope eternal. There are blessings to come. This is a momentary sadness. It will lift and we will be made new like all things. Father, we mourn with them and we pray for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Our service morning will run unannounced. Readers and songs will just run as per your order of service. But we're taking this journey with Jesus from his entry to Jerusalem to his first visit to the temple as we consider these important moments. What is the message of Palm Sunday? It is hope. It is the hope of salvation. Let's begin with these words from Psalm 118. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we will bless you.
The Lord is God. He has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever.
Come on.
tasted their fruits. Our big thanks to the choir for this morning. Lots of preparations, lots of Wednesday nights, lots of stress, although Helen would never admit to that. And of course, we do appreciate when Ivan can play for us and free you up. We really do appreciate you being here this morning. Just a reminder, in case you didn't spot our email on Friday, if you want to, you can keep your mask off during the service. If you prefer to keep that on, then please do that. But there's no requirement today to wear your mask as we sing. With all that said, God has spoken to us this morning. We've sung in response to him, and now it's time to pray. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to church today, and we know what we're like. We've sinned in what we've said and done, and also in what we've left unsaid and undone. And in that, we confess that we are not like you. You're the one we've heard from already this morning, the one who keeps all his promises. You've saved us as a shepherd saves his flock. And you've cleansed us of our sins because Jesus was that good shepherd. And now, all these Easters later, we are still in need of renewing and refreshing. Father, we read in your word that your people will sparkle in the land like jewels in a crown. Just as people will queue up to see crown jewels and royal riches, we seek to be your people who are like that, attractive to all who need hope. Ours is a world in need of hope. So show us it again in our songs, in our readings, in our listening today, that we might be cleaned up and put on display for the world to see, even if it's just the world around us. Father, would you be with us? Help us in our worship. For we come in the lovely name of Jesus, and we pray for his sake and his kingdom. Amen. Let me bring you our first reading for this morning. This is Matthew 20, 29 to 34, and it's Jesus' approach towards that moment with the donkey and the palm branches. It says this in God's word: as Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they'd heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." The crowd rebuked them, told them to be quiet,
but they shouted all the louder, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. Jesus stopped, and he called to them, What do you want for me to do for you? He asked. Lord, they answered, We want our sight. Jesus had compassion on them. He touched their eyes. Immediately, they received their sight, and they followed him. We're going to sing together, Make Way, Make Way. During this one, the boys and girls can head out to Sunday school, and we'll see them later. Well, let's take some time to pray for others. Let's pray. Dear God, as we would read this Palm Sunday of people calling out to your Son, calling out for a Savior, we know that our world still has people like that. Whether they are in the West where we are, whether it's the Middle East or perhaps as far out as Asia, there are plenty of people who pray for peace and need a rescue. And so not much has changed since you came. So we pray that at this time of year, peace would break out in war-torn places. We do still think of the Ukraine with all its confusion and violence, the madness of one man against a united Europe. Father, we need you to work your peace between those nations. But we also think of the places that don't make the news. Afghanistan may have fallen from our news cycle, but we remember them, and we pray that the violence of the Taliban would be checked by our watching eyes. We pray that girls will be able to go to school and to be safe as they do so. Father, that is such a different culture to ours, but we pray for them as we do anyone in the world. We pray that many would know of Jesus this Easter time. Father, we pray for civil wars all across the earth, Ethiopia and Eritrea. We think of the Yemen. Father, there's a long drug war going on in Mexico and Colombia. There are terrorist threats in Algeria, Cameroon, the Congo, the South Sudan, Syria. Father, it's too much. We know too well the violence of one against the other. And so, Father God, this is a world that remains unsaved in so many places. So as we would sit in our comfort this morning and read of Jesus entering Jerusalem, gentle, in peace, on his donkey, we pray that we would push beyond the palm branches and the hosannas so that your church might be militant on the earth again, an army of ordinary people with the weapons of grace and nothing but a banner of love and compassion. For you have been loving and compassionate to us from the very beginning. We are thankful, but we're also restless that there are so many people still lost to you. Father, we would readily pray your will be done, but we commit to the fact that that's a scary thing to ask, but we ask it anyway. May all that we do in this place, this Easter, not only be a blessing to us, but to all we would meet. Help us to speak much of Jesus, for his is the only name we declare and the only one we pray through. Amen.
Reading is from Zechariah chapter 9, reading verses 10, 9 and 10. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Our reading continues, Matthew chapter 21, reading verses 1 to 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle, and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of them and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven! When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, Who is this? The crowd answered, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.
Thank you. Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 to 17. Jesus in the temple. Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it into a den of robbers. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple courts, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. Do you hear what these children are saying? They asked him. Yes, replied Jesus. Have you never read, from the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise? And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night.
Thanks to Sharon, thanks to John as well for helping with the readings this morning. Someone has said that the value of Palm Sunday attendance cannot be evaluated until attendance is taken the following Sunday. The value of Palm Sunday attendance cannot be evaluated until the attendance is taken the following Sunday. Maybe you hear that and you wince a little bit. It speaks to us of the crowd, doesn't it, that went from the shouting and the singing and the hosannas to many in that crowd who would call for Jesus to be crucified. Those who were present on Palm Sunday were not present that Friday or on the Sunday morning after. That group shrank dramatically. Or maybe we're selfish and we read it and think of ourselves. We're here today, but maybe you're on holiday next week. Now listen, I would not begrudge you your holiday, just as you would not begrudge me mine. So what we hear, if we listen really carefully in that little quotation, it's not talking about numbers. It's not talking about seats in the pews. It's talking about our hearts. Listen to it again. The value, the impact of today cannot be evaluated until attendance is taken next Sunday. In other words, we're supposed to change. When Jesus gets hold of us, we cannot help but be changed. And that change, folks, will leak out of you. It'll be in your words, your weekly habits, and of course, our songs. We really can't praise him today and then forget about him till next year. I wonder if you think with me very quickly about all we've heard and read this morning, that the blind man on the road from Jericho, they're delighted that Jesus has come their way. He was able to help them and save them. The people on the way into Jerusalem, they wave their branches, they shout, Hosanna. They were ecstatic to see Jesus coming. And even in the temple, the blind and the lame, they came, they flocked to Jesus for healing and for help. And we hear there of the children crying out, Hosanna. The changes you and I need, folks, can be unlocked by that word, Hosanna. So does anyone know what the word Hosanna means? Spot quiz. Hosanna means save, save now. So when we read lines like these, Hosanna to the Son of David, we're actually reading this. Save, Son of David, save now. So we can beg the question, like the crowds of Palm Sunday, who will do the saving and what are we saved from? Let me very briefly point you in the right direction here. Jesus is the Son of David. In Jesus' day, the cry of Hosanna to the Son of David carried all that weight in the Jewish world. These are people living under oppression. The Romans are in charge, and they're looking for someone to boot them out. They need a savior.
They need a political leader. They need a military man. And David is a bit of a model for that. Not only was he the one who slayed the giant, but also the man who could pen a psalm. Such a leader, they believe, would come again and would beat the Romans once and for all. And we know that because they wave their palm branches. That's a sign of victory. So the palm branches and the hosannas should start to make sense. It's all over what we've heard today. I wonder if we noticed it. Two blind men, look at who they think Jesus is. Son of David. See it? Even the idea of a king, that was in one of John's readings. Your king comes to you. And again, Hosanna to the Son of David is what they shout on the roadside. Even in the temple, in what Sharon read for us, what do the children sing? Hosanna to the Son of David. You see this? It's all over the passage. Now, Jesus does sit in the family tree of David. He is a king, and he chooses this way of entering Jerusalem to make that point. It's not just that he's gentle and lowly and riding on a donkey. It's that kings rode donkeys to declare peace. He's a conquering king, and he rides in to make that point. And yet, the people come so close only to miss him. Look at the way they conclude this event. All this furore, all this noise, all this fuss, and it begs the question, who is this? Look at what they said. This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Nope. That's wrong. They are so close, but they've missed him. He is not just another prophet who will tell them about a Savior. He is the Savior. And they will miss that point, friends, all the way to Good Friday. And even then, his friends will start to wonder, won't they? What sort of victory is this? Why is Jesus dead and the Romans still in charge? They miss who Jesus is. Having sung Hosanna, save us, they miss the point. They miss the Savior. So how have we sung our Hosannas this morning? Has that been because it's one of those church words, isn't it, that we sometimes sing? Did we sing it without knowing what it meant? And now that we do know, has that prompted us to think about it again, to think about salvation again? Have we come to church this morning knowing we need a Savior? Or have we come this close only to miss him? Folks, these are the questions of Palm Sunday. Because Jesus is more than the Son of David. He's the Son of God. More than likely that Matthew here is pulling on Psalm 118. That's been on our readings this morning. We started there. It's been influencing our music this morning. Psalm 18 is all through our service. And that's because Matthew has it in mind. It's a bit of a key that unlocks Palm Sunday. Let me show you the bit you've heard. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this. And it's marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. That's literally Hosanna. Lord, save us. And it's there hiding in the calls for help, the hope for triumph, that we even today can miss the cost that's on that screen. Rejection. The people had a very strong sense of a king and a victory. They had no sense of what that would cost. They loved the idea of a king Messiah, yes. They'd never heard of a suffering servant. You know, you and I will see this on Good Friday evening. We're going to gather. We're going to consider the staggering rejection of Jesus by someone like Judas Iscariot. He is just one of many in the crowd who went from Hosanna to crucify him. Do you know what the point of this is? What are we talking about? Why are we here this morning? Our Hosannas are to be different because we know where this is going. We know about Good Friday. We know about Easter Sunday. Think of the privilege of that. We know where this is going. And our Hosannas don't hope for salvation. Instead, they celebrate salvation. We don't sing them in terms of, God, would you save us? We sing them because God has saved us. And that's why we come and we praise Jesus, not just on Palm Sunday, but every Sunday and every day in between. Maybe you and I should consider the other big event on the church calendar, Christmas. What did the angels say at Christmas? You're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Hosanna. Hosanna indeed. We're going to sing about this in a moment or two. Take a look with me at the last verse of this last song. And that is to be taken to heart as we prepare to go this morning. Hosanna in the highest. The ancient song we sing. Christ is our Redeemer, the Lord of heaven, our King. Oh, may we ever praise him with heart and life and voice, and in his blissful presence eternally rejoice. The value of Palm Sunday attendance cannot be evaluated until attendance is taken the following Sunday. Would you change this morning? Would you let God change you even a little bit so that we might sing Hosanna? Let's sing Hosanna. May grace, love, and peace be yours and mine as we await Jesus' return. Amen. Folks, do take a quick seat. I'm sure with me, you would want to thank the choir again. Powerful amount of work has gone into this morning. We've really enjoyed it, haven't we? And maybe we'll show them our appreciation. The other thing to mention, last week we talked about our friend Terence McCaig. Terence has been awarded a British Empire Medal, and we congratulated him a few times on that. Guess what? He's got it with him this morning. So if you want to see a nice medal with his name on it and everything, it's definitely his. I've checked. He's got it with him. So tag Terence on the way out. And well done again, Terence. That's brilliant. We're also going to ask you to put your mask on as we're going out. A bit of a busy period there in the vestibule sometimes, so do make your way out with your mask on. We really appreciate that. I'm trying here to think which side went first last week. I think it was Bangor, maybe. People in the pews are keeping score on this, you know. So we're going to let Hollywood go first this morning, and we'll give a wee bit of patience on the Bangor side. Folks, thanks for coming. Have a very nice Palm Sunday. We'll see you soon.